Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So you remember that wide open southern border that the White House says is not really a security issue or concern? You know, the one where there's like, I don't know, 15, 20 million people that are coming across and we're hitting record after record, weekend after weekend. But there's nothing to worry about here. You know, that southern border. Okay, that same southern border that have been caught coming across that are on the, you know, terrorist watch list. Now, they say there's nothing to be concerned over, right? This is just completely normal. Nothing here to be concerned about. Nothing here to be worried about. Everything is totally fine. I'm going to have more about this in just a second that deals also with more lies coming from the Biden White House. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. For 10 years now, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Why would you care about that? Because Big Mobile is giving big donations right now to hardcore leftist causes, organizations, candidates. Those include Planned Parenthood. If you're like me and you're tired of giving your money to corporations that are literally fighting against your family values, then switch to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my cell phone in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know with every text and with every phone call, I'm standing with a company that protects my values, but also gives back to what I believe in. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech. You're supporting religious freedom. You're supporting and advocating and donating to protect the sanctity of life in this country. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. We're talking about causes like protecting our Second Amendment rights, supporting our military, our veterans, our wounded warriors, and our first responder heroes, just to name a few. Is switching easy? You better believe it. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now, keep your same cell phone, or upgrade to a new one. Plus, Patriot Mobile also is going to give you free activation right now when you use the promo code BEN. All you got to do is call them. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Get rid of that woke phone company you have right now and switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Let me read you the new headline. Illegal immigrant. That would be the same illegal immigrant category that the president of the United States of America just last week apologized for calling a a accused murderer who is an illegal immigrant, saying he should have not referred to him as an illegal immigrant. You know, it's an undocumented worker, right? It's an undocumented individual, right? But we're all made up of those in America. So who's, you know, we don't need any laws. That's the same president who said that last week. An illegal immigrant from Lebanon was caught at the border. Now, is that new? No, that's not new. Here is what is new. It's now being reported on, not reported by our government to us, the people they work for, in theory. But it's being reported on now that that person who was illegally crossing our southern border, who has now been caught, has admitted that he is a Hezbollah terrorist. And not just a Hezbollah terrorist, but a Hezbollah terrorist who has said now on the record that he was hoping to make a bomb. And he was headed for New York. That's right. This Lebanese illegal immigrant who was caught sneaking over the border admitted not only is he a member of Hezbollah, but yeah, I'm going to make a bomb. His destination, New York. Basil, 22, was caught by Border Patrol on March 9th near El Paso, Texas. While in custody, he asked what he was doing. They asked him what he was doing in the U.S., to which he replied, I'm going to try to make a bomb. That according to Border Patrol documents obtained by the New York Post. So this story has been hidden from you, the American people, by the same people that are supposed to be working for you, our government, since March the 9th. But this dude, Basil, the, you know, terrorist from Lebanon, who's a member of Hezbollah, claimed in an interview that he'd been trying to flee Lebanon and Hamas because he didn't want to kill people and said, once you're in, you can never get out. That according to the internal ICE documents. Don't worry here. Everything's fine. Right? This is a good person and we shouldn't call him an illegal immigrant. The same dude said in a sworn interview after his arrest that he trained with Hezbollah for 7 years. That's right. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years, not 5 years, but 7 years. And served as an active member guarding weapons cache locations for another 4 years, documents also show. The man's training focused mainly on jihad and killing people that were not Muslim. He also said in the documents that, of course, we're supposed to know about, but no, our government would never want us to know about this. Border agents continue to see a surge, they are now warning, in migrants whose names appear on the terror watch list entering the U.S. illegally. As crossings continue at record levels with gotaways, those are the ones that we don't catch, also at record levels. Now, who is Hezbollah and why should that matter to you? Hezbollah is an Iranian-backed extreme terror group. It's launched missiles into northern Israel following Hamas's attack on October the 7th. They want to wipe Israel off the map, you know, from the river to the sea. They've also recently killed about a dozen Israeli Defense Force soldiers and 7 civilians. That's just, you know, in the last week or so. So back to this dude. He didn't have documents when he entered the U.S., claiming that they were robbed with a knife while he was in Costa Rica, according to the ICE documents. Number one thing people do when coming to America is they actually ditch their documents so you don't really know who they are. You can go to the border. I've been there, and you can see passports and documents that are dropped literally at the border before they cross. He also admitted to using a fake birthday and name in Sweden, in Ecuador, where he claims his father resides, and Panama this year as well. He said he originally hoped to go to New York and then move around the country. He was immediately placed into isolation and was referred for an interview with the Tactical Terrorism Response Team, known as TTRT, for making, you know, a terroristic threat to personnel. Internal documents show he was marked for deportation from the U.S., although it was not clear which country he would be returned to. Now, border agents recorded 98 encounters of terror watch list individuals at both the northern and southern borders in the fiscal year 2022. Let that sink in. Border agents recorded 98 encounters of terrorists on the watch list at the northern and southern border in 2022. Okay, you got your head around that. and almost twice as many, 172, the number almost doubling, in the 2023 fiscal year, which ended in September. Now, here's the part that should scare the hell out of you, and I want to scare you because every American should be afraid of what I'm about to say. So you go from 98 on the terror watch list that we caught in 2022. The number almost doubles to 172 in 2023 fiscal year, which ended in September. And then let's move to the first 4 months of the 2024 fiscal year. So far, 59 people have been apprehended according to federal data. So if we went from 98 in 22 to 172 in 23 to already in the first 4 months of 2024 fiscal year, 59 people have been apprehended according to the federal data. The question you need to ask yourself is how many terrorists have gotten across the southern border that we didn't catch? Now, here's what you need to also understand when it comes to perspective. The total number of terror watch listed encounters between 2017 and 2021, that's when Donald Trump was in office, to put it in perspective, okay, amounted to 30 people. So we've more than doubled in the first 4 months of 2024. Donald Trump's entire number of those on the terror watch list in his 4 years in office. Everybody understand where we are now? When you have an open border, it's not just terrorists that get to come across. It's also the fentanyl that comes across. It's also those that are bad hombres, as Donald Trump said. Remember when he said there's a lot of bad guys, bad hombres coming across the southern border? There's a lot of guys that are gang members. Remember that? Remember when he said there's a bunch of sex traffickers and others like that that are coming across, and like, this is something you might want to think about, you might want to talk about, you might want to understand that when you have an open southern border, some really bad dudes get to come across? And of course, when he said that, they said, oh, that's the worst thing you can ever say. That's racist. That's xenophobic. That is anti-American, right? Remember when he said that? Like, that is bigotry.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now, while the media is not telling you about the terrorists on the terrorist watch list that are coming across our southern border, while they're not at their government telling you about the illegal migrant, right, as they call it, the illegal immigrant from Lebanon who is admitted to be a terrorist who wanted to kill a bunch of people in America, saying, yep, I've been doing this for years. I'm trained in jihad and I'm a member of Hezbollah, again, coming across the southern border. What does the media really want you to be afraid of right now? What is the number one pressing issue while all of this is happening? Oh, I'll tell you exactly what it is. You ready for this? The media wants you to be terrified by one of their lies. Their lie that Donald Trump had a chilling warning for all of Americans of a quote-unquote bloodbath in the United States of America if he isn't elected president again. That's right. Bloodbath. There are a lot of headlines you may have seen over the weekend from NBC News, from Rolling Stones, from CBS, from Yahoo, from NPR, Politico, and CNN. All of them saying the same exact thing. That Donald Trump warns of a bloodbath if he doesn't win. If you don't elect him. What did Donald Trump actually say? Now, before I read for you any of the headlines, I want you to hear what Donald Trump actually said, and I want you to understand how corrupt our media actually is. Donald Trump did not warn of a bloodbath if he is not elected, like a civil war would break out, but that's what they want you to believe. What did he say, and how did they take him out of context? I did say the word bloodbath. Take a listen. Donald Trump, unedited, in his own words, at a rally.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
Well, let's just stop there. All right. So there he is. Donald Trump used the word bloodbath. He did. He said, if I'm not reelected when it comes to manufacturing of cars and what's happening in China and Mexico, it will be a bloodbath for our economy. Economy in the car manufacturing world, if you guys don't pay attention to what they're trying to do to you right now. So that's what was actually said. Did you hear anything in there at all? Did you hear anything about a bloodbath or a tsunami of anything if he wasn't reelected? Of course not, right? He didn't say, oh, if you don't reelect me, that there's going to be civil unrest and it's going to be a bloodbath and we're going to be in a civil war in America. That's not what he said. But the media heard him say bloodbath. And they said, okay, how do we do this? How do we turn him saying something that actually is not scary at all about trade and manufacturing and cars and turn it into Donald Trump is threatening / warning of a civil war, civil unrest, and death and destruction, and people are going to be murdered. People are going to be killed if he's not reelected president of the United States of America. Ta-da! And there it is. We'll just make it up. We'll make up a whole bunch of crap. And as we make up this crap, somebody will go, yes, that sounds great to me. And that is exactly what they just did. Now, if you think the media, you say, okay, well, Ben, hold on a second. Let's calm down here. Okay, well, hold on. That's not really what's happening. Let's just calm down. Okay, I'm going to read you, and I'm going to let you witness the invention of the bloodbath hoax in real time. All right, NBC News' headline. Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. CBS News, an Ohio rally. Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. Rolling Stones, Trump says there will be a bloodbath and election issues. That's what they all ran. Go Google right now. Do it on your own. Go do it right now and look right now at what I just said in real time. Google bloodbath Trump and see the headlines. Click on news, see the headlines, and you can see it for yourself. It's right there, plain as day, clear English, the media lying to you in real time. And it's not just that, by the way. Let's go to the Politico article. The Politico article's even worse. It was actually, as one person described it to me, 100% clear what Trump meant if you listen to the speech, not the Biden campaign. But if you click on the Politico story, it says, quote, Trump says country faces bloodbath that Biden wins in November. Then it says under that, while it was unclear what the former president meant exactly, the remarks came as Trump was complaining about the automobile industry. Was he complaining about the automobile industry? No, he actually wasn't. He was complaining about other countries undermining us and our manufacturing in America. He wasn't complaining about the automobile industry in general. And then to write the headline, while it was unclear what the former president meant exactly, I heard it. I heard exactly what he said. I heard exactly what he was talking about. In fact, I think it's pretty clear exactly what he meant. I don't think there's any ambiguity at all over what he meant when he said what he said. I don't think there's any part of this that shows that he didn't understand what he was saying when he said it. If you listen to what he actually said, it was a warning against China and Mexico. If you think you're going to get away with what you're doing right now, we have a real problem in this country. That's what he said. There's no, we're not really sure what he meant here. Like, we don't have any clue what he was actually saying here. I think everybody, if you listen to what he said, in fact, he even named the country at the beginning.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it.
Okay, so 34%. So do we know what he's talking about from the very first moment he starts talking about this issue? The answer is yes. Okay, so when Politico says, and I'm going back to their headline here because it's important that we understand this is their headline. They say it's unclear what the former president meant exactly. Everybody else with a brain that's listening to me right now, can we all agree we understand what the president's talking about exactly? Let's keep listening.
Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and they think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States.
Okay, so he's talking about Mexico and China. Is anybody confused right now about what he actually meant in the damn speech? No one is confused about what he actually means in the damn speech. It is abundantly clear what the president is talking about in the speech. And yet they look at you and they tell you, no, 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 we don't know what he means. We're not really sure what he meant. But what we do know is he warned America that there's going to be hell to pay in a bloodbath if you don't re-elect him. Which, again, is not what he said. They're liars, and they're evil, and they're communists.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Story number two is what they want you to be afraid of is Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is going to have a bloodbath if he's not reelected. In other words, there's going to be civil war. You look at this media and you look at how much I would argue they hate America. I think it's pretty clear. Like, I don't even think it's up for debate anymore. When people refer to me as a journalist, like, it actually makes me angry now. And I'm serious when I say it. I'm not. I'm a commentator. I am not a journalist. Journalists are supposed to be unbiased individuals. Like, I speak at a lot of different venues, okay? I speak at a lot of different events. And somebody will say, when, you know, as a journalist, I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on a second. Do not call me a journalist. I am 100% an opinion based individual in the world of media. Now, I wouldn't even say in the world of journalism. Like, do not tell me that I'm a journalist. I am not. And I'm proud to say I'm not, because I am biased. Like, and I'm very clear about my bias here. Like, you know what you get when you listen to me, Ben Ferguson. Like, if somebody says, hey, tell me about this Ben Ferguson guy, if you know anything about me, you're going to say, well, he's a hardcore conservative. He's not a GOP, you know, like, moderate rhino guy. Like, he is hardcore conservative values first. If somebody said, well, is he biased? I think you would even say, well, hell yeah. I am biased. I'm biased towards truth. I'm biased towards democracy. I'm biased towards freedom of speech. I'm biased toward conservative Christian values. Like, that's who I am. Proud to say that I am. I'm not trying to hide it. But these fake journalists who are out there trying to terrify the country that Donald Trump's going to start civil war if he loses. And if he loses, there's going to be a bloodbath in America. There's going to be like a literal civil war rising up. When he was actually talking about there's going to be a bloodbath for American manufacturing if he's not elected, because of what's happening right now in China and what's happening in Mexico. And he was directly referring to the automobile manufacturing industry, trade war. And he's saying, if you vote for me, and everybody in the media, they knew this,
They knew it. But he used the word bloodbath. Perfect. We can say Donald Trump, and we'll just scare the hell out of people. We'll do everything we can to make sure Donald Trump looks like he's a radical, unhinged, crazy individual that cannot be trusted. And if you vote for him, you're voting for anarchy. You're voting for the death of people if he doesn't get his way. That's what we'll go with. Maybe it'll work. Maybe somebody will believe us. Maybe somebody will hear it and they will believe us and they will say, oh my gosh, thank you for warning us. I didn't realize what a radical extremist dictator, tyrant Donald Trump is. Thank you for telling me in this headline not to vote for him. And by the way, there's a lot of people that don't read headlines. And a lot of those people that don't read headlines. All right, let me rephrase that. There's a lot of people that don't read beyond the headlines is what I meant to say. And people that don't read beyond the headlines on spring break, I was on spring break this week down in Florida. This is the conversation. Hey, did you see Donald Trump that warned of a bloodbath? If you don't vote for him, that's why I'm not voting for that guy. Like, that's the conversation that's going to be had, folks. I mean, did you see what Donald Trump said? He said that if he doesn't win, there's going to be a civil war. That's the conversation, folks. Like, that's the full stop conversation. That is the conversation. That is that, and that's what they're hoping for, because there is at least 50% of this country that is uneducated on politics. At least I would probably say 65%. I'm being just totally. And I'm talking about our own side. There's a lot of people that are conservative. They don't read. They don't read, and they don't do their own research. But if you read these articles, it looks like, and it makes you truly believe that Donald Trump is threatening anarchy. He's threatening a war if you don't vote for him. And all you have to do is do what I did. Okay, let's go grab the speech. What did he actually say? He was talking about automobiles.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
I hear that, and you want to know why the media hates it? Because it's an American first policy. It's putting American interests ahead of Mexico. It's putting American interests ahead of China. But these guys, they want America to be weak. These scumbags want America to be extremely weak. These scumbags in the media do not want America to be powerful. They do not want America to be successful. They do not want America to dominate the world. They do not want America to succeed. They want America to fail because they don't like American democracy. You have to understand, when I say they don't want America to succeed, they don't want American freedom and democracy to succeed. What they want is they want America as we know it to fail, and they want it to be replaced with socialism. They want it to be replaced with everyone is the same. They want it to be replaced with communism. They want it to be replaced with Marxism. They want it to be replaced with a heavy-handed government that tells you when and where you can use the restroom and what restroom you can or cannot use based on your sexual orientation. They want you to believe that women can be men and men can be women. They want you to believe it's normal to cut off the genitalia of children, to give them puberty blockers, to allow young girls' breasts to be cut off, to become men. They want you to believe that the government gives you all of your freedom, all of your power. They want you to believe that, that God is not real. They want you to believe that the government is God. There was a story that, that Senator Cruz was telling about his father who went, was born in Cuba and survived Cuba and fled to America from Cuba. And he said, you know, in, when the kids were little in school, the soldiers would come in to the schools and they would say, all right, kids, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to pray to God for candy. And the kids would close their eyes and they'd pray to God for candy. And you know what happened? They'd say, all right, open your eyes. There'd be no candy. And then they'd say, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to pray to Castro. And the kids would close their eyes. They'd pray to Castro for candy. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? Sure enough, there'd be candy. That is what these people in the media want you and your children to believe, that there is nothing without them, without their government, without their regime. That's what they want you to believe. That is it. Okay, that's the whole thing. They want you to believe that America is evil, and without their leadership, without the socialists and the communists in charge, that America is the worst place in the world. That's it. That's what they want you to believe. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.